Talk on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local with Monica J.
We lead local talk and we lead with creativity as well. I told you we were going to have a song for every single day of the week. And there we have. We got Groovy Tuesday. How you doing? I hope you can feel, not only hear the smile on my face. I hope you're doing great. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. This whole working from home thing. I know probably shouldn't share it and it's TMI, but geez. I haven't had a bra on in like 3 months. My husband just looks at me and it's like, seriously? But you know what? No gray hairs. I learned a long time ago how to dye my own hair. I just go to the salon for the cuts. Make it look good. I tried cutting my hair when I was younger and, oh man. When my friend finally started cutting my hair, she's like, okay, I'm only going to do this if you swear and promise you will never, ever try to cut your hair again. And I made that promise. I made that pledge. So what are you doing in this whole shutdown? This whole, I don't have a problem saying it, bogus national shutdown. This national state of emergency didn't have to shut down the economy. Finally made it for the ship Comfort to start taking on coronavirus patients. Should have gone there in the first place and made it for coronavirus patients. Take that stress off the hospitals and off the healthcare workers. But no, they were taking other patients. So in New York, New Jersey, the numbers just explode. But see, you can't instill fear in people and justify what you do if you don't have locations with exploding virus numbers. Look at all of, stop looking at their scary doomsday news and positions and look all across the country. How many people have died? How many hospitals don't even have any coronavirus patients? Have seen no deaths. Yeah, we don't focus on that. We focus on the fear tactics. That's what the mainstream media does. Hence, today's poll question. Very simple. Do you trust the national media? Do you trust it? Them. The news organizations that are only owned by 6 or 7 billionaires. That's why I like live and local. I'm a happy camper right here at Evans Broadcast Company because we focus on you and what you're going through. Does anybody out there, do you know anybody who has COVID-19? I would love to hear from you, and I would love to hear how they've been treated. I think a lot of people are curious. Are they getting the medication that they need? Are they getting the treatment that they need? Very interesting. because we do have people locally, especially in Douglas County, that have been treated with hydroxychloroquine and the acetaminophen. And guess what? All good. So if you want to take part in the, I like to take part in the daily news briefings that some so-called media won't even take anymore, especially as soon as Trump is speaking. I like to listen to the questions from the news media. And of course, if you heard the question as Armstrong and Getty just played a little bit ago with the woman from the Hong Kong News who said it was a private entity who flat out lied, as we found out when no one's watching anymore, Trump was once again right. The news organization that she worked for or is working for is mostly owned by the communist government. The other portion, someone who is a high-ranking general in the communist Chinese government. So I think it's safe to say that it's just a government entity with the government propaganda out of China. So what about our national media? 991fmtalk.com. Yesterday's poll question, will you get a COVID-19 vaccine when it's released? Because you know it's going to be released. 20% of those participating in the poll said yes. 17% said no. 13% said no way. And then went into what was happening between 1976 and 77 with the three-part swine flu vaccine. 7% said, a crapshoot for sure. I will follow the VA's advice, I suppose. Well, that's good if you are thinking that way, because we have representatives from the VA who are going to be joining us at 11 o'clock. We're going to talk about telemedicine, telehealth, which should have been in place a long, long time ago. If I can Facebook and teach my mom how to Facebook, how to FaceTime, then we should have had telehealth in place for everybody. Nobody wants to go to the doctor for a cold, sit around in a waiting room or, you know, something that's minor. You just need the doctor's prescription. I have medications I have to take for the rest of my life. So I have to have blood tests done every single year to make sure that the levels are on track, to make sure that everything is working correctly. It's a blood test. Why do I need to go to the doctor to get the order and then go back to the doctor and have it read? No. That's all telehealth. Especially when it comes to people in outlying areas, out in the rurals, that don't even have access to clinics. They should still have access to their doctors. And we're going to see how far that has come. So thank you to everybody's participation on the poll question yesterday. Again, today's question, do you trust the national media? Yes, no, and that good old other there, you can type in your own. You can type in your own response. Those are always the fun ones. I have to clean up the language a little bit, but you can always read them for yourself. Love it. I hope you're having a great day. It's a little bit gloomier out there today, but that's okay. Because you keep the smile and you keep the positivity in yourself. Do whatever you need to do to be positive, to stay positive, and not listen to, oh, say, idiots. Yes, idiots like this. If I can get it to play, I have to do this. Oops, can't do that. Turn it off. I love computers. This is what we get when we work from home.
Implement the Defense Production Act, the power supply commander, create a...
Whoops, turned it off.
You know, a Defense Production Act for banks that get out small business loans, ramp up testing, the whole range of things. Got to go faster than slower, and we started off awfully slow. He indicated that... I complimented him on dealing with China. Well, you know, 45 nations had already moved to keep block China's personnel from being able to come to the United States before the president moved. So it's just, you have to move swiftly, and we have to move more rapidly.
Yeah, you want a president who, or at least a presidential candidate, who flat out lies in your face. Hey, Clinton did that too. Oh, so did Obama. Yeah. Do these people not know that they go back and they record this stuff and everybody has access to it? I guess he doesn't know about that part yet. Yeah. No, Trump was the first. And then Trump got called a xenophobe for cutting down flights out of China into the U.S. But then you know what? China didn't matter to them. 5 million people had come and gone from China. Knowingly letting them go when the coronavirus was active. So they flew to other countries, Italy being a hot spot, and then flew to this country. Oh, they're not going to stop people from flying from Italy. So we'll go to places that, you know, we can easily get in and out of. It's easy to follow the trail. The tickets have been checked. Yet you have the Democrats at every single turn, even here in Nevada, saying what a horrible man the president is and that he has blood on his hands. They really think we're that stupid. That just hurts. That just hurts that they honestly believe we're that stupid. I know my listeners aren't. We'll be back after this quick update, and we will bring you an update of CVD-19 right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live, local, FM Talk, KKFT, for Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. This coronavirus update brought to you by Real Construction. Throughout the United States, how many millions of people do we have here in the United States? There are 385,838 corona cases. We've seen 12,227 deaths. And so far, 21,311 people have recovered. Now, that's throughout the entire United States. In the state of Nevada, we've had 2,887 people test positive. Statewide for Nevada, we've had 58 deaths. Now, you break that down to Washoe County, we've had 4 deaths out of a total of 281 cases. Follow the numbers. Washoe County's looking pretty fabulous. Speaking of fabulous, specialists in all insurance-related restoration projects, Real Construction is open for business. Call them at 359-0700. Thank them for bringing you this update. And peace of mind on both sides. I know it's not too much peace of mind when you've either lost your job or you've had to change jobs or you're having that nightmare of trying to apply for unemployment. Speaking with a lady on Facebook the other day, or just actually last night at 2 o'clock this morning, I told her to contact me if she's having issues, but she was already on unemployment. And so she's in that part where before all this started, that's the thing with unemployment. If you've ever filed for it, you have to show that you're looking for a job. You have to show what you're doing on a weekly basis. Well, can't really do that when you're not supposed to be out, when you're supposed to be at home. So all the new filings don't have to worry about that because it's been waived. Because they're smart enough to know they don't want you out in the public looking for a job. Something you can do online, easy enough. You just go in and you need to update stuff. Sometimes it's not so easy, though. We don't think about things until we have the real-world complaints of having to fix them. So it'll get there, and we learn for the next time. Because trust me, there will be a next time. What we see today still has not surpassed the flu and embers of the past. You have to ask yourself, why are they doing this? Why and who destroyed the economy? When everyone is basing their information on Dr. Fauci and looking at him as the end-all, be-all, the know-all, yet at the end of January, he was saying that this is nothing to worry about. But now it is something to worry about. Follow the trail of who leads. Did the Obama administration deplete the federal stockpile of N95 masks? This is being put out by USA Today. They are saying no. According to who? Bloomberg News. Yes. Bloomberg News. Again, going back to today's poll question. I don't trust any of this. We just had also the story come out that the strategic national stockpile of all of these wonderful things that were sent up, the ventilators, the masks, bad. Because they were never changed out. They were never replaced. Sending bad equipment, contaminated equipment, is just as bad as sending nothing. We have to take this seriously. Even George W. Bush was screaming back when he was president that stockpiles needed to be refreshed. They need to be added to. And it just didn't happen. We focus too much on the now. And we don't focus on the future. We focus on the arts. And the Kennedy Center, you know I'm going to have to throw that out there. But it's not just the Kennedy Center in this last aid bill. It's all the NPRs and all the Kennedy Centers and museums and stuff that you have no concern over or you have no care for. The art exhibits that need funding. all things mentioned that can be funded with private donations, not government money. The government is supposed to secure this nation and keep its citizens safe. How safe do you feel now with their lack of action? I put that squarely on the Democrats. Not only caring about illegals over American citizens, they come first, but also criminals, hardened criminals, murderous criminals, rapists. And for the Democrats right now, let's let them out of jail. All because of CVD-19. When under the breath, you know they're saying, what else can we let wreak havoc on the country right now? Because if they were so concerned with your health and your well-being and what's going on right now that they're attacking the president for, then we certainly wouldn't have a homeless issue on the streets of America's major cities, would we? It's a Fox News update on the Monica Jay Show here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM News and Talk of Nevada.
It gives me great honor to introduce
the Monica Jay Show,
a patriot of the first order,
on FM Talk 99.1.
KKFT
92.3 FM Talk.
Got your opinions and I got mine.
We are all patriots.
Some of the time.
And I'm okay with disagreeing with people and agreeing with people that maybe I've disagreed with in the past. But you know what? We all come together and we talk about it. 884-9910 if you'd like to call in and talk about an issue today. It doesn't have to be COVID-related because you know what? The world goes on. Congress is still at work trying to pass a very, very radical gun grab, H.R. 5717. Let me look it up quickly here for you, as I have to go over here, and then I have to go over here. I keep it all in my little reading section when I can find it. H.R. 5717. Oh, my gosh, I was right. That's House Resolution. You just type it into your search engine. I've been using DuckDuckGo a lot. I like that. You got to read the deep details of this bill. Because it even goes to people who already own their guns. The things that they've come up with. It really is disgusting. And while your media, your elected representatives, your city, county, and state are all focused and putting your attention on a bogus virus, they're trying to push this stuff through, including the New Way Forward Act that will basically make anybody who comes into the United States, well, an American. New Way Forward Act already in Congress. Stop stressing about CVD-19. I'm not even going to give it its due by giving it a name. It's CVD-19 to me. How dare we have a governor, Governor Steve Sisolak, who is in the process of being recalled. Go to fightfornevada.com. You can find a location still where you can sign the recall petition in every county in this state. Because there are true patriots out there. How dare we have a governor that stands in front of the media as they bow down to him and listen to the board of physicians say, you know what, let's ban the hydroxychloroquine and the chloroquine. Okay, let's do that. Did he know that his Department of Corrections was also hoarding the medication? Had a big shipment come in? Does he have access to that? Ask yourself these questions, because you know if he's asked directly, he's not going to give you an honest answer, in my opinion. How dare we have a governor stand before the media that bows down to him and say, you can't observe your faith? Religious leaders love their flocks. And they know enough that if they're going to have an Easter Sunday, if they're going to preach to their parishioners to physical distance, you know how easy that is to accommodate? More services. Limit the number. Have your parishioners RSVP for the service. And then you limit them so people are physically distanced by 6 feet. How dare we have a governor that says, if you meet in your homes and you have big gatherings for Easter Sunday, then we'll take even stricter actions. I'm sorry, the big F to the big U to the big Steve Sisolak. I clean my home. I disinfect. I take care of myself. People are smart enough to know that if you're sick, you stay home. There are good people in this world who know that if you're sick, you don't go to work. If you're sick, you don't go to church that Sunday. But how dare he give himself the power to make these decisions on your behalf? No governor should be doing that. No mayor should be doing that, Hillary. No commissioner, no elected representative should be doing that. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910. Check in with Tom this morning. Hi, Tom. What would you like to talk about?
Good morning, Monica. I heard a report that there are quite a few medical professionals being laid off or out of work temporarily who do non-elective surgeries because people are afraid to go in or to hospitals to get them because of the COVID. I was wondering, since they have multiple hospitals in town, have we considered designating one for the COVID and then letting the other ones stay open to take care of non-essential surgeries and such?
No, they won't do that. They don't want that because they're following the script of what's going on. And that was the first thing that they didn't actually... You know, people didn't get to choose that. That was chosen for them. They said, we're not doing elective procedures. They're just stopping it. But you know what, Tom? We don't have the shortages here. We may not have the masks and the PPEs that people need. So the public is coming together and actually making them. But as far as the need for all these mobile morgues that they put around and the housing, look at the numbers, Tom. It's just not needed. I mean, our healthcare workers are standing on the front lines. They're ready. But when you have people that are still just helping everyday people who are getting sick, who are having heart attacks, who are suffering from cancer or lupus or any of the other millions of diseases out there, this just isn't happening here. But we have to suffer. Yes, go tell
me. I'm sorry to interrupt. To use their phrase, they should self-isolate the hospital. Why have everybody go to all the different hospitals instead of concentrating the COVID in one place?
Exactly. We have what? How many? We've got Northern Nevada. We've got St. Mary's. We've got different urgent cares all around the place. We have Renown. We have two Renowns, actually. Why couldn't one be designated? Because they don't do things the smart way, Tom, and they want everybody to panic thinking that every emergency room that we have in Northern Nevada is packed full of COVID-19 patients, and they're not.
So for their propaganda, they're putting us at more risk by having the COVID all dispersed.
Yeah, pretty much. What few COVIDs we do, you know, just put them everywhere. I mean, look at the hospitals. Just take New York and New Jersey as an example. They have everybody packed in to all of their hospitals rather than use the comfort ship that is off their dock there and have all of the COVID people isolated in one area. They don't do that. They designate the comfort ship for people with other medical ailments. It's just ridiculous, Tom. You'd think that they almost wanted this to spread even further. Just a thought.
No, they're certainly not using logic.
No, logic doesn't fall into place here. So, Tom, thank you so much for the call, and thank you for the insight on, why is it that everyday citizens can come up with better answers than our elected representatives? Makes you wonder, doesn't it? It's the Monica Jay Show. It's your live and local FM talk show. What do you want to talk about? Do you want to talk about the fact that, City of Reno is still going to be meeting on Wednesday? Have you called or said something yet because you don't get to participate? Are you going to sit down and watch the meeting? Are you going to email or voicemail in? Do you think they really care? Decisions are being made on every single level of government, and you don't get to be there. 884-9910 or Monica at 991fmtalk.com and more just after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Right now, there is only one radio station talking about what's going on in Northern Nevada, live and local, right now. 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's your live and local FM Talk stations, 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. You know, it's interesting when you watch the White House briefings. This was put out. White House released the following guidelines on March 29th, which will last until the end of April. 30 days to slow the spread. That's what they're calling it. Listen and follow the directions of your state and local authorities. You're right. If you feel sick, stay home. Do not go to work. Contact your medical provider. Common sense. If your children are sick, keep them at home. Do not send them to school. Contact your medical provider. Common sense. If someone in your household is tested positive for coronavirus, keep the entire household at home. Do not go to work. Do not go to school. Contact your medical provider. Common sense. If you're an older person, stay home and away from other people. Common sense. If you are a person with serious underlying health conditions that are putting you at an increased risk, stay at home. Stay away from other people. Common sense. Work or engage in schooling from home whenever possible. Common sense. Interesting, they so have so little faith in us that we have common sense anymore. And now, I want to scream because a reporter sitting in front of the president in the briefing room presses him to shut down grocery stores and fast food restaurants. How are people supposed to eat? They just want everything shut down. Well, you know what? I'm not going to go without my ribeyes or my tri-tips or my anything else that is delicious at Pinocchio's. So let's check in with JP from Pinocchio's and see what's on special today and what kind of goodies he has for you. Let's see. We've already had delicious Tahoe Creamery ice cream. We've had toilet paper giveaways. And we have curbside service of all that fantastic healthy food. JP, what's on tap for today?
Good morning. How are you?
Today I'm doing fabulous.
Lunch, good deal. Today for lunch, we're going to do a hot Italian wrap, salami, pepperoni, turkey, and ham. That's going to come with French fries for lunch. And we've got other choices. Tonight, we're going to run a New York pepper steak. And if you mention this ad, we're going to give you a free bread pudding.
Yum. Pinocchio's, hands down, some of the best bread pudding in the entire country. JP, how do people find out what's on special? Because I know you've got a couple of other items. What's the best way for them to get a hold of you for either lunch or dinner?
Go to our Facebook page, and you'll see today's lunch menu and dinner menu. Each day, we upload the menu of the day. And then here at your radio station, we give you a little bit of a side deal. The bread pudding's only for the radio listeners. And then you just call 775-826-5151.
You are the best, JP, you and your staff, for not only keeping us healthy, but for keeping us happy and our tummies filled as well. JP from Pinocchio's, we will check in with you tomorrow to see what's on tap.
Stay healthy and stay strong, and thank you.
You too, JP, and the entire staff. Everybody out there, stay strong, stay healthy, but stay happy as well. Do not let this get you down. I know that is so hard, especially for those who are truly suffering right now. The working people, the working men and women of this city, county, state, and the country, you see perfectly healthy, nothing out of the normal communities. Like Reno, like Sparks, like Carson, being shut down by a government that is taking so much overreach. But we'll endure. We're stronger than that. We're stronger, and we know more than they think we do. Read a book, read the Constitution. Find out what is at your hands. And speaking of that, stick around because we've got the VA joining us at 11. We'll also talk about a special, only 100 people can attend, but a special video Zoom conference of Nevada Patriots. They're going to talk about your rights as well. And please, if you want to know, Ellen, if you want to know where you can still sign the recall petition, go online at fightfornevada, that's all spelled out, fightfornevada.com. Click on petition signings, and it's updated literally minute by minute of who's open and who's closed and where you can go sign it. It's the Monica Jay Show, your live and local show. Right here as we get a Fox News update on business and the world on 92.3 and 99.1.